Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page for women, On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. It's a group for women to make their comments, make your thoughts known, how you're feeling, just a great place for you to kind of network with one another. If you want to connect with me directly, you can email me at faith@businessontheedge.biz. That's biz, B-I-Z, with questions or comments, thoughts, things that you might want to hear me talk about here on the Faith and Business on the Edge show. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. I'm so excited to be here. You are witnessing, you are hearing the kickoff to the new Faith and Business on the Edge radio show. The Faith and Business on the Edge radio show. So I welcome you to this kickoff. We got some goodies for you in the show tonight. We're going to do some special things because this is a kickoff show. So stay close to your computer, or if you're in your car listening, enjoy the drive. We're going to have a great show for you tonight. I have a great guest here in the studio with me. She is absolutely fantastic. We're going to talk a little bit about stewardship. You know, we really need to understand how we need to handle our money, our credit. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time when there was no credit. There was anything called credit, right?
But it was a handshake.
It was a handshake, you know. And so we want to talk about how to get your credit in order. How to put your finances in the right perspective in place so you can prosper, so you can be a blessing to your churches, you can be a blessing to the ministries that you do visit. That's very important. So I want to welcome Ruth Vanderstein on the show tonight. Ruth, thank you so much for coming today on the show. And so we're going to let me tell you a little bit about Ruth. Ruth is a credit restoration guru, expert, just phenomenal. You absolutely are. And your company is Financial Education Services, and you do credit advisory services, debt settlement, refinance student loans, business credit, which is important. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Debt financial program, and you do classes as well. And so you have so much going on. So I want you to share a little bit about your company, and then I have some questions for you, and then you can dig in with our audience in terms of getting their credit on the right track, smart ways of spending. You have some very, very good information about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you know, the reason I got into the business of credit repair is because I went through a financial mess myself. So in 2007, I had to file bankruptcy, and it's not an easy thing to go through. So since that point, we now teach classes on how to fix your own credit, or we're here to help people. For the ones that don't want to do it themselves, we're here to do it for them. You know, the really important thing is debt settlement. I mean, so many times you don't want to look at that debt, you don't want to deal with it, but you don't realize you can settle it for very little money and start moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, sometimes you have to file bankruptcy, and that doesn't feel good either, but there's a way to move forward, and that's what we're here to teach.
And there's life after bankruptcy. We'll talk about that. So let me ask you this. Why should we value our credit score and our FICO score? Why is that important?
Well, unfortunately, we have been labeled a number. It's like our FICO score is plastered to our forehead, and nobody knows how they got to that point. So what I want to cover today is a little bit of how your FICO score, you know, how you arrive at that number. So we put out, we call it a credit score chart, and it is on our website. So if you want to look for it, you know, you can get a copy of it. But it's the information that comes directly from FTC.gov. So if you own a home, you would get 25 points added to your FICO score. If you rent, you get 15 points. But things that people don't realize is that, you know, having a current address for many years, if you have 10.49 years, you get 23 points added to your FICO score. So don't move your address around a lot. Try to stay consistent. And then a really important factor is if you use the word professional as your occupation, you get 50 points added to your FICO score. So you are a professional and you need to use it and you need to know that that's a quick way to actually get your FICO score increased. So when you apply for a credit card, I always suggest American Express because they use that word professional and you have to remember it. Years at job, if you can show that you have 12 and a half years in your job, you get 39 points. And if you're retired, you get 43 points. So remember, even if you've changed companies, but you've been in the same field, use the combination of years to get more points. You also want to have a combination of MasterCards, you know, the MasterCard Visas, the major credit cards, and department store. So you have to, you know that you got to have both types of credit to get 27 points on your FICO score. If you only have major credit cards, you're only getting 16 points. So if you have a checking account, you get 5 points to your score. Savings is 10, but if you have both, it's 20. So know that it's very important to have a checking and savings. It's also really important not to have a lot of inquiries on your credit. If you have 5 to 9 inquiries in a 2-year period, you drop your score 20 points. So don't let people run your credit. But if you go to a website like Credit Karma, the one that's free out there, and you run your credit, that doesn't count. That's a soft inquiry. So it's only when you're actually applying for credit. And then if you have 8 years worth of credit history, that's your goal, to have a credit card that's been on your report for 8 years, you get 40 points. So the most important thing is you don't close credit cards because you will lose those points. And then you want to have at least 4 open trade lines on your credit report. So the best situation is to have a home loan, a car loan, and 2 credit cards. If you don't have a home loan and a car loan, your goal is to have 4 credit cards. Or it could be a student loan or, you know, any other type of credit that's actually reporting on your credit report. And then the most important thing, and people call me every day, is the balances on your credit card. You know, once you have a credit card that has too much balance on it, so let's say you had a $3,000 limit and you've gone out Christmas shopping and the bill comes in and it's at $1,500, well, you've used 50% of that limit. Will you drop your score 18 points per credit card? So where the goal is to keep your cards under 30% of the limit to give you 5 points positive. But if you can keep them under 15% of the limit, you get 15 points. Now that doesn't mean you have to keep them under the limit all year long. You have to get them down to that limit 30 days before you have somebody run your credit, because you can't pay your credit today and go run it in a couple days. It's not going to work. You have to make sure that the creditor has reported to the bureaus in order to get that score. Then the last thing is, if you have collections and those type of things, it's 29 points. And slow payments, which are 30-day lates, 60-day lates, those are 14 points each. So I just wanted to touch on how this you arrive at your FICO score. We can send you a copy, and we'll give you that information on how to get it.
That's fantastic, fantastic information. And that helps steward your money.
Yes.
Across the board, it helps steward your money. And we're going to go to a break in just a moment, and we're going to circle back to you in another segment. But when we come back, we're going to bridge the gap a little bit in your business and faith. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. If you're just tuning in, you missed a fantastic segment from Ruth Vanderstein from Financial Education Services. If you want to connect with her, you can connect with her at www.fesexperts.com, and we will have her on in just a few more minutes. But right now, we want to talk about bridging the gap between business and faith. That's really why I'm here. I really want to help the faith-based community, my community, to really maximize their opportunities as business owners, as ministry business owners, as professionals. That is our responsibility. And just a little bit about me as a business coach, I love doing what I do. And I'm affectionately, sometimes people call me a business purpose coach. And I like that.
That's
I lean
nice.
Into that a little bit better, right, Ruth? Mm-hmm. You know, because I really have this thing about legacy being accomplished. You know, that's why we're here. We wanna leave a legacy. We wanna accomplish what we're born to do on this planet. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to say legacy. What legacy really is purpose in reverse.
Yeah.
You know, so we're gonna get you really connected to answer this question: why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I on this planet? Why am I on this planet? What am I supposed to be doing? So as we continue to bring you these shows, we want you to unfold who you are, what you're doing, to be able to be maybe repackaged, redesigned, so you can be who you're supposed to be. So building business and ministry God's way, things to think about. And this is basic fundamentals of developing your business ministry. Let's talk a little bit about the framework. God is a promoter of order. He is a promoter of order.
Yes.
Healthy organizational structure, financial stewardship. That's why we heard from Ruth here in the studio with me. Leadership and management. Your employees, how you're treating one another, how you're treating your customer service management. God is interested in all of that. And if you read your word, if you read your Bible, you'll find that God really outlines how we're supposed to interact with one another when we're doing business. Sometimes as Christians, we get uncomfortable doing business with one another because we haven't really learned how to do business well with one another. We don't have to be afraid of doing business well with one another. There's some things that if we just keep the right perspective, if we take the word of God, if we take the business model, God's business model of how we're supposed to live, breathe, eat, work. You know, like in Proverbs, you see a lot of, you know, hard work and diligence has its rewards. And when you study that out, those rewards are financial rewards. We want financial gains. God has no problem with you making money. Zero.
Yes. He wants us to make money.
He wants you to make money. What he's concerned about is your motive, your heart.
Right.
He's always looking at your heart first. And so we want to keep our hearts right. And so let me give you a few keys in this segment. A ministry is a business.
If you're, yes, it is.
It's a business. If you are a ministry in your church, you are a business. I can prove it. When you set up your business, you have to go get a business license. Whatever state you're in, you have to get your nonprofit status, or, you know, you can be nonprofit and not be, you know, tax exempt. You know, you don't have to be under a 501(c), but most churches are. But itinerant ministries, you're still a business, which means that a business functions a certain way. There's things that you must do. You have to report to IRS.
Right.
You have to have an accounting system. You have to have finances. You have to have the basic business structure. So don't look at your ministry like it's not a business. It is a business, and it must function, and there's certain things that it needs to work. And the fuel, like for us, the fuel for us to function is food. If we stay off food long enough, we will die. A business without any financial resources cannot function. it will die. And that's what the state of California calls business deaths. We have 10 to 12% of business deaths each year. Why? Wow. Because it doesn't have any fuel. It doesn't have any fuel in its tank. There's something wrong. There's something wrong with the foundational structure. And so what we want to do is get that foundational structure right. So if you're a not-for-profit company, and I don't really like that term, not-for-profit. God is not a not-for-profit God. You're not going to find that in the Bible anywhere. You're not going to find getting a return, tax return, on your business in the Bible either. So when weeks to come, we're going to talk about giving.
But most people think that if you're a nonprofit, that you're not allowed to make money.
Right, which is not true.
And that is false.
And that's false. You can make money, all kinds of money, in a nonprofit. It just goes back into the nonprofit for the nonprofit to function.
Right.
You know, so that's important. So if you're not for profit, not a term I like tax exempt better for ministries and churches. Why? Because God says, I give you the power to get wealth. He didn't say, I do not give you the power to get wealth, so be a nonprofit.
Right.
You know, and then we talk about the death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat its fruit, and from Proverbs. And so you got two things that you're saying working against each other. God, you know, you're praying, God, please help my business and ministry do better. And it's a nonprofit. Okay, so change what you're saying when you're praying. You know, you have a tax-exempt company. God bless it. Let it flourish. Let it be a blessing that you need it to be. And so that type of structure, we call you a social entrepreneur. You're a social entrepreneur. Now, some ministries, ministry businesses, you can be a lifestyle entrepreneur. I am a lifestyle entrepreneur. What I do, my legal name for my business is Business on the Edge Incorporated. But it's a ministry to me, but it's a lifestyle entrepreneurship. I am a entrepreneur that focuses on things that I like. And then you have serial entrepreneurs that those are venture capitalists, and you'll see all of that. All businesses, you should have a business model. You should have a business plan. All businesses have some type of business model, but it doesn't mean that the business model works. So if your business model is not working, you need to relook at your business model.
Yes.
You know, and we'll talk more about business models later. But if you don't really know what a business model is, your business model really simply is your product, service, how you monetize it, and how you sustain it. Simply. That's the three keys to business models. And so you need to make sure that you have that solid structure, and then you build your business plan from there. Number two, a business is not a Christian or non-Christian. A business is not a Christian. You know, when people say, "I have a Christian business," well, businesses are they're not human beings. You're a Christian,
right?
You know, the owner is a Christian. So when you say, "I have a Christian business," that is not accurate. That's not an accurate term. You are a Christian that owns a business. There's a difference between saying those types of terms. Now, is there a difference between a business and a ministry? And like I stated just a few minutes ago, that yes and no. Let me say it like this. There's a broader picture that you can look at. You know, like I said, my legal name for Business on the Edge is Incorporated. Business on the Edge Incorporated. Is it a business or ministry? It's both. I am here to support and help businesses, whether they know God or not. My job is to be a blessing to you. Why? So I have an opportunity to minister the gospel, minister your opportunities to grow your businesses and resources, and whether it's people resources, financial resources, those that don't know the Lord. I tell you, you do business and just love people, they're interested in having some very interesting conversations with you.
You want to be personable.
You want to be personable. You want to be able to make them feel like they're important. And they are. They're
right?
Customers. They are. You know, Safeway doesn't card their customers, you know. So whoever comes through the door, they're not saying, well, if you're not a Christian, then you can't come in. You know, they're doing business. And so Business on the Edge's doors are open. We're open to everyone. So both is a type of my model in terms of business and ministry. I get to do both, which is an absolute blessing. Number three, and my final key here, all businesses should have a strong business model, like I said before, and they should have a business plan, roadmap, vision. That's your compass, growing the business ministry. Again, God is a for-profit God, so he wants you blessed. I know some people think it's, you know, humble to be broke, but God really doesn't want you broke. Just bottom line, he wants you to have resources. Why? So you can be a blessing to someone else.
And he doesn't want you to worry about how you're going to eat.
Stress
or how you're going to make your mortgage payment.
Matthew 6.
He takes care of all of us.
Absolutely.
You just have to believe, have your faith, and jump into it and do it.
And do what you need to do. Matthew 6, what she's talking is Matthew 6:33. So we want to live God's way. The Bible tells us that God wants us to be fruitful, multiply, take dominion, subdue the earth, and replenish the earth. And that was his first order from God to male and female. So I got news for you, ladies. Take dominion, subdue the earth. Do your thing, girl.
You're powerful.
That's right. You are God's titan. Not just men are titans. We are the full representation of God, male and female together, coming together to do his will and his work. And we're going to talk more when we come back. We're going to go to a commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about power resources. We're going to go to the power corner. We're going to give you so much stuff to help you and bless you. AM 1100 KFAX.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. How do you find great resources? I get asked that question all the time. How do you find this stuff? I was teaching a class yesterday at the Small Business Administration in San Francisco, and that was one of the questions because I shared some of the resources that would help them. They're new business owners. So what are you looking for? Ask yourself that question. What do you need? Is it money for your business or ministry? Is it? And when I say business or ministry, you're all businesses now that we've clarified that. Is it processing through your personal life and development? Is it access to multiple connection points? There's so many things that we need to live a healthy professional life, personal life, business life. If things, I can tell you now, if things are stressful at home, you're going to struggle in your business development. You're going to struggle in your professional development, whatever you're doing at work, because it becomes distractions. And so we're going to share some resources, but we're going to get back to Ruth first. So if you're just tuning in, Ruth gave some fantastic information, a credit score chart in the first segment. And you can definitely get this podcast later, but if you want to listen to the whole show at some point. So tell us a little bit more about collections, drop-offs, business credit.
Well, the most important thing about collections is if you pay a collection that's currently on your credit report, it will drop your credit score. Everybody believes because they paid a collection, their score is going to be wonderful, and they're going to be able to qualify for everything. But what happens is the collections go from the date that you made your last payment to the original creditor before it even got to collections. So most of the time, that's at least a year or a couple of years ago that you made that payment. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in collections. Mm-hmm. So once you make the payment on the collection, it makes it current because it goes by the date of last activity. So it's the activity is today, and it drops your credit score. So if you're in the process of getting a loan and you need to pay a collection, you need to make sure they will remove it from your credit before you pay that bill. So it's very important to get rid of the collection. And I always believe if you have a collection, why would you pay the bill in full? So we help people settle debts. Settling a debt versus paying it in full makes no difference. Your credit has already been ruined. So we can talk a lot about that. If you call into the office, we can help you decide if you need to settle something, because everybody's different. If you're in the process of buying a house and you wrote an offer, you're going to get different advice from somebody that just was ready to start cleaning up and moving forward. And then business credit. The most important thing about business credit is you need to have a corporation or an LLC, and you need, we can take you through steps. There's actually 20 steps to make the lenders see that you are a real business, and we go through those steps when we give classes, and you, you know, can get the information. But the key is you don't put your personal Social Security number on your business, because if something happens and your business fails, you don't want them to be able to take your house, and there are ways to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is fantastic information. Now, how can our listeners get contacted, you know, connect with you outside of Business on the Edge?
Our phone number is 888-977-1222, and our website is fesexperts.com.
Right. And one of the things that I want to share, Ruth, on a, just on the heel of what you're saying, is that when she's talking about settling debt, these are the laws of the land. This is absolutely legal ways. And,
yes.
And the reason is, and I want to say this really quick, when companies got in trouble, when bankruptcy, one of the ways that the history of bankruptcy is that when business owners started a business and it failed, the country, the federal government wanted to find a way to help you start over. Mm-hmm. Without destroying you totally, without, you know, giving you an opportunity to get back in business and more opportunities. So you have to really look at historically why certain things were put in place to help you start over. And it's like the year of Jubilee. You know, you're still paying a little bit. You know, the year of Jubilee is when all debts are removed. Now, in 2015, you know, maybe you'll pay a little bit. Bankruptcy is the year of Jubilee where, you know, Chapter 7, you can wipe out everything. So
Deuteronomy 15:1.
Right, so keep that
read
that
it.
In mind.
If you're struggling trying to decide if you need to file bankruptcy, look at Deuteronomy 15:1, and it will change your life. Because when I had to file bankruptcy, I was so upset. And, you know, it's in the Bible. Just
read,
have faith. End the madness and start moving forward.
There you go. There you go. And so we will, www.fesexperts.com. You can connect with Ruth there, and 888-977-1222. So we have that. We have much more resources. So let's get to that. Let's, Coach Ida. Let's bring Coach Ida on. Coach Ida is absolutely awesome. Coach Ida is an inspirational global life coach and pastor. And so when I talk about what you need and being able to take your life and put it back together so you can be functional in your job place, you can be functional working your business and starting your business. Coach Ida, tell us a little bit about IHIC and what you do and what you can and how you can benefit our listeners.
Well, thank you so much, Coach Marbury, for having me on. And just a little bit about IHIC. I've had many, many experiences of helping people out of stuck places of transition. You know, the reason why I think I'm so excited about this is because people don't understand why they're stuck. So they end up giving in. They need to learn to reinterpret what they're going through so that they can understand that those changes in the end really are going to be good for them. And, you know, Coach, I go into my sessions with my clients with this attitude that we're going to win together. But somehow I'm going to paint them a bigger picture, and they cannot look at changes, transitions that they're going through as an enemy, but begin to look at these things as a friend. Because, you know, we were sent to this planet really, honestly, already equipped with a purpose. And we have the power for soaring over whatever it is we go through if we can change our belief system.
Absolutely.
And just be willing to let go of the old things and to redress for new success. So I'm very excited because I do get
Fantastic.
To see miracles in people's lives. So this is what IHIC is all about, helping people who are stuck
That's
to
right.
get unstuck. Because,
yeah.
you know, really,
Amen.
It's your time to get up out of that place of stuck. and go forward and to do what you were sent to this planet to do.
Absolutely. And we're going to take that. That is Coach Ida Hardy. You can find her at idahardy.com. And she has two fantastic webinars that you can get today, Transitions Part 1 and Part 2, for only $15. You go in, you pay your webinar fee, and that's absolutely phenomenal. You will be blessed, absolutely, because this is how, we're businesses, and so you want to bless her, but she's going to bless you. And I'm going to tell you, that is a steal in terms of what she has to offer, so you can transition in the way that you need to do. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to our next caller, Cole Nevin. Cole is, some of these people are amazing. Cole Nevin is the owner of the Northern California Christian Yellow Pages. And Cole, what can you do for our audience tonight?
You know what? Thanks for having me on, Margaret. Basically, the Christian Yellow Pages and NorCal Christian Events and kind of what we do is, our goal is always to help connect the Christian community. And so that's really the kind of the nutshell, and we do that in quite a few different ways. But it's all about connecting the Christian community and encouraging people that, you know, if you have to have a service done or, you know, go to a certain, contact somebody for help with whatever the need might be, why not think of using somebody that, you know, might very well go to the same church that you do, maybe supports the same ministries that you do, and basically just kind of building and strengthening the Christian community is kind of our goal.
Absolutely. And so you can advertise in the Christian Yellow Pages and also online.
That's correct.
And let me just say this. When we say Christian, it doesn't mean free. So let's just debunk that right now and understand that it takes money to run businesses. And because we love the Lord, the people that we should be paying are Christians, are doing business amongst one another.
You're going to pay somebody.
You're going to
pay
somebody.
The Christian. That's
you know, right. So let's get that straight. Cole, how can our audience get connected with you? In NorCal Events.
Yeah, you can always contact me directly, and the toll-free number is 888-707-1929. And you can also go to our websites. NorCalChristianEvents.com is on the event side. And then the Christian Yellow Pages for the Bay Area is MyChristianYP.com.
So you've heard it from Cole Nevin. If you want that information, again, if you did not get that, email me at faith@businessontheedge.biz. For any of our guests here that are giving your information, we're going to go to a quick break here in a second. We're going to wrap up with Frank Kinsella. He's going to come back from the Berryessa Business Association president and share what he has going on coming up soon. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. You didn't go anywhere, did you? Come on back and wrap up these segments with us. This is so exciting being here. Faith and Business on the Edge. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty. I have another resource for you. I have a couple of resources for you, and then we're going to get into this segment, which is on the Edge Women in Business Club. On the Edge, we're going to club around a little bit in a different kind of way. Say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, so let's bring in Frank. Frank Kinsella is the president of the Berryessa Business Association, and that is in North Valley, San Jose. So if you're listening and you're all over the nation, when you come to California, come to North Valley, San Jose, and check out the Berryessa Business Association, the Taste of Berryessa. A lot of great things happening there. And so you have an event coming up, Frank. You want to share that with our audience?
Sure. Great. Thank you, Margaret, for taking my call. I appreciate having me on this segment. And the Berryessa Business Association is having a mixer this coming Tuesday, June 16th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at SS Solution Incorporated. And if anyone would like to get some more information, the best way to do is contact me directly at bbafrank@gmail.com. But this event for this mixture basically is to bring business owners to connect and collaborate with each other, get to know each other, and give each other some support that we do for our community. This is a community event. Businesses get together and get to know each other and basically support each other.
Right, right. And this includes ministries, right, Frank?
Yes, it does. Everyone in this community is welcome to come and join us in the community to how we can better our community. That's all. The whole principle behind this is to improve our community in the various area, the North San Jose area. Basically, that's what we do this event for.
Right, and you do not have to be in the North Valley San Jose area. You can be anywhere that you want to come and network and build business, because statistically, bar chart tells us one person professional has 250 connection points that you can be introduced to. So come out, and you never know how they're going to be able to connect you and be a blessing to you, and how you can be a blessing to them. And I encourage solicitation. Everyone wants to sell and wants to build and invite people to your ministries and to your churches, and maybe you're an itinerant ministry, maybe whatever it is, come out and have a good time. And this is a karaoke networking event, so bring your vocal cords.
Yes.
And so, you know, remember that every time you get to an evening where you have to go to a networking event, everybody thinks, well, maybe I shouldn't go. I'm pretty tired, or the day gets to you. Right. But you know what? Every time you just push yourself and go, you're going to meet somebody that God wants you to meet.
Right.
So you never know. Just go and take the time. You're going to meet great people, and it's always a great event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else you want to share, Frank, there?
Nope, just I guess we can give the address. It's 2048 Corporate Court in San Jose, California, 95131. And like you said, everyone is welcome. You don't have to live in Berryessa, because we like to get the community and everyone around us to be involved and connected with each other. And again, the location is CASA Solution in San Jose.
Okay, so, and you can find this on eventbrite.com. So look for the Berryessa Business Association Mixer at CASA Test Solutions. And again, that's Tuesday, June 16th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So a couple of things really quick. There is a, get involved. There are so many contests and grants and opportunities for you to get money for your businesses. And one of the grants that are out there or contests is the Wells Fargo Works Project. And Wells Fargo's Works Project is giving away $25,000. So connect with me at Faith and Business on the Edge. I'll send you that information for you to get connected and get your information in. That deadline for that particular contest is June 30th. So again, faith@businessontheedge.biz. Let me know that you're listening in on us and we're having a good time here. So let's talk, let's club around a little bit. Ruth and I go back. Can we club a little bit?
Sure.
Now, Ruth is a club member. Tell the audience a little bit about what you think the On the Edge Women in Business Club is doing for
Well, you know, the most important thing is you create such great relationships. You know, when you go to the events that Margaret puts on, you meet the other wonderful ladies that are in business and you become friends. It's these events end up, you know, turning into like a girls night out, you know. So when you go on the website, On the Edge, you know, Women in Business on the Edge, look at all the resources Margaret has. I mean, there's so much information. You need to get into it. You need to get involved. There's a lot more than she can share with you. But hit her events and join her club and look at all the resources she has. It's wonderful.
So thank you, Ruth. I appreciate that. What a plug, huh? It just doesn't get any better than that. So what is the On the Edge Women in Business Club? Let me give you a sneak preview. This club I wanted to do for quite some time. And what's great about the club is that you can do a lot on your own. You can do a lot of networking on the club website on your own. You get a member ID. You get to go inside the portal. You get to see the members directory, and you can connect with the women out there, connect and find out what they're doing. And don't just connect to sell your stuff. Connect. And when I do networking events, the one thing that I say always at my networking events is that no one's here to sell. Because when you go to networking events, everyone's thinking about selling, but everybody's here to buy, whether it's buying into the ministry vision you have, if you're a church or itinerant ministry like a Warriors of Valor with Dorothy Daniels, mm-hmm. International New Wave Ministries, or your church. And so, but you go and you meet people. Zig Ziglar, I love Zig Ziglar in terms of selling. Yeah. Focus on the people. Focus on how you can be a blessing to them. And so Unitech College, we've got We've got club members that are from Unitech College. We've got club members that are with New York Life. We have women that are Christian, non-Christian, that are Muslim, that are Buddhist, that are everyone's welcome. Why? Because this is a global community, and we need to reach people with our resources and with the things that we can work with them on and be a blessing to. There's sideline coaching in there. There's PowerFit and beauty resources because we care about health and wellness. There's a small business concierge where there mm-hmm. are just tons of links to help you get to resources that you may not, including like training classes and like BombBomb, which is videos that you can send straight through email, which is fantastic. There's student sponsors. We have membership levels that are for young girls, young ladies. Why? Because we want to raise up our next generation. We have the This Girl Is On Fire, which is a fantastic event that is always fun, our annual event. We have smart business KPI programs. There's so much more. And Ruth is right. I can't tell you everything about the On the Edge Women in Business Club, but you can come and connect with the club around with us, connect with the women. The women who are in the club have their own events, and it is so much fun. And so this is what I'm going to do for you, because this is a kickoff show. Let's give some goodies. Here's a goodie. If you go to my website, www.businessontheedge.biz, and you go to the club page, you can get a 15% discount on your membership level. If you are a business owner, then you sign up as a business owner. If you are a professional, you sign up under that level. If you are not working and a woman just not sure where you're at, you sign up under the professional level. And then those that are our young girls, they sign up under that level. And of course, we sponsor our girls, so we don't want kids paying, you know, $25 for their memberships. But you get a 15% discount. Now, if you sign up in the next week after hearing this broadcast, email me at Faith and Business on the Edge and put in the referred by. When you put in your information on your registration, the call numbers to the radio station, I am going to give you your choice of out of five different webinars that we have, from, creative funding is one, male and female take dominion. We're going to go to a commercial break. You stay tuned. I'm going to tell you what those five things are when we come back. AM 1100 KFAX.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We have done it all on this show. We've done it all. I mean, we are jam-packing all kinds of stuff into the show because you need it. Eat as much as you possibly can. And so before the last segment, I was trying to cram in the goodies. Call them goodies.
Yeah.
Get the goodies. We like the dessert. Let's get a little bit of dessert. So if you register for the On the Edge Women in Business Club, because we are titans, it is our year. It is our year 2015, and I'm going to talk about the titans. I'm going to talk about historical titans. I'm going to talk about the Henry Fords, and I'm going to talk about the Vanderbilts, and I'm going to talk about J.P. Morgan, we're still talking about his name. Titans of the 1800s. We're going to talk about that as, you know, time goes on and the show goes on. But you are titans. Ladies, you are titans. You are God's titans. Men, we know that you're titans. You've been titans for centuries here. But it's time for the women to rise up and be the titans that God has called you to be. God says male and female take dominion. You have a responsibility. You have a mandate by God that says male and female take dominion. And that's when he formed male and female. He says, let us make man in our own image, man in our own image. Let us make man in our own image, male and female. Man, you are man, yeah. Male and female. We are the complete together image of God. And so women, you are titans. And so join the On the Edge Women in Business Club. We have all kinds of women in this club. And it's not a place to, I don't browbeat women whether if they don't believe the way that I believe. I love them. I let them have the freedom and the free will that God gave them to be who they are at this time in their life. And when I have opportunities to share my faith, then I do that. But my focus is meeting their need. And their need is business coaching, leadership, management, legacy, purpose. Margaret, how do I get there? And God gives me the resources and tools to be a platform for them to get access, like Ruth coming on air here and other small businesses being able to come on air without having to break the bank, for example, to do it or whatever the case is. It's not that easy. You know, in terms of, you know, it costs to run businesses. It costs to have a career, a professional career. You've got college, you've got education, you've got certifications, you got all kinds of things. If you're a nurse, you know what it has taken to become a CNA. You know, so join the club. If you join the club, I am going to let you choose from one of five of my webinars that you can get that are $99 in value. You can get at no cost. I want you to get this information. So join. Go to my website, www.businessontheedge.biz. Go to the club page, get that discount code, and join with that 15% discount and put in the referred by with the call letters of the radio station. And I will give you, and you can choose, and we'll contact you. You can choose either creative funding, male and female take dominion, a workman is worth their hire, write the vision, make it plain and run, or power to get wealth. That is God's framework for you to be successful and how to be successful. You're going to get teaching in here that you have never heard before. I guarantee it. And it's going to be a blessing to you. So make sure you go out, do that, and then we will connect with you and we will make sure that you get the webinar of your choice at no additional cost. We will give you a specific code.
You can't miss that, ladies.
Can't miss it. Can't miss
it. Got to sign up. Don't be left out.
So much out there. And then we'll let you know more and more about the club. We will always have an On the Edge Women in Business Club being around segment here at AM 1100 KFAX. Now, Ruth, one last time, tell our audience how they can get connected with you.
Our number is 888-977-1222. The website is fesexperts.com. Now, Margaret, can men join your club?
Men can join the club. There's a networking component of the club, and so they don't get access to everything because women, we have to have our, you know, so when they go into the porthole, when they go into the porthole, they have access to the directory so they can network with you and all of that. But there's things that they can't get to because it's all about the Titan women. It's all about the girls. It's just the way it is. So, guys, we have to have our club, too. You've had your club. It's our club now. You listen to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge. I'll see you next week.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.